views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. That's me. How are you, folks? It's really nice to have all our listeners back. And I'm happy to say we had a really good week this week. And I'm excited because Artie will be here very shortly. And I think I see him now from the studio windows. But before that, I would like to give you guys our telephone numbers so that we could get some callers to call in and get some free readings. It's always nice to have some free readings and to get some intuitive understanding about things that are popping up in your life. Now, if you want to call the studio, guys, it's 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. Now, if you'd like to get a private reading with myself, and I am on Facebook and I am on, I have a webpage. My webpage is skyofangels.com. And I am on Facebook as well. And Artie's number, if you want to get a private reading with Artie. And also, guys, remember something. We also do this by telephone, and we're just as accurate and right on the money through telephone. And Artie's number is 877-ANGEL-02, which is, I think, a beautiful number. I don't know how he got that. How'd you get that?
And we're good at weddings, funerals, and bar mitzvahs.
Especially funerals.
That's right. We're a hit.
We sure are.
That's right. We're the only ones having a full conversation.
Right? You know, I've been to a funeral where I actually saw the corpse. I hate to say it that way, the person who passed,
right,
behind the casket, watching the entire funeral.
Well, they usually are like that.
Yeah, and you know
they
what else?
They usually are hanging out.
You
course.
Know what else? I have, when I have done readings on people, they have told me, the ones from heaven, that they didn't expect to see as many people there as they thought. They didn't realize they had that
they
many friends.
They didn't realize they were so popular.
Yeah, and the people loved them so much.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
Well, what happens is that, you know, people get caught up in their life.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not that people don't care about you or love you, but just people get caught up with their own responsibilities and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So, what are you looking That's, at?
Your hand is swollen. Why is your hand swollen?
Is it?
Yes, this hand is swollen.
Huh.
I just noticed his hand was swollen, folks. Uh-uh. For those of you who don't have
swollen hands.
Scapavision.
For those of you who don't have swollen hands, consider yourself very lucky.
Hey, I got to take care of this old guy here.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
I should call him old. He's like my little son here. Or at least my brother.
No, your younger brother, not
younger
son.
Younger brother, yeah. He's too old to be my younger, my son. But unless I started early.
That's right.
Four.
Yeah. That's about right.
No, he actually is exactly the same age as my younger brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're exactly the same age as Steven.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Had no clue.
Yeah. So, darling, how was your week?
My week was incredibly busy.
I know. You've been crazy.
Yeah. No, my week was incredibly busy. I was, you know, if it wasn't for my spirituality, I keep him busy with the readings. And, oh, you know something?
What?
I was speaking about busy. We're going to be seeing Tony Stockwell this coming week.
OMG. Is it this week?
This Saturday to Wednesday.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
She just realized.
I just realized it. I was going to ask you about that. You have to write down all the information because I totally lost it.
Yeah.
In fact, I deleted it on my telephone.
Oh, really?
By accident. Yeah. Oh, wow. Thanks for reminding me.
Well, I guess there was a reason.
Tony Stockwell, guys, happens to be one of the most prestigious mediums in London, England.
In the world.
In the world. But I mean, he's like through the roof in London, England. And we are very. I consider,
very excited.
Yeah, it's not only, well, we're very lucky, actually, to have been able to even get into his class.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, his class sold out, 60 people.
Yeah, he doesn't just take anybody.
So, yeah, this is advanced mediumship.
It is,
yeah.
I know.
So, and, but in any case, what I was thinking about
that
I was thinking one time.
One time,
yeah, that's why my hand's swollen too. But the one time that I was thinking that maybe you and I should try to get a hold of bereavement groups.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
I'm very willing to help.
And just to give them a few minutes.
Yeah.
You know, not give them all our time because it's just, you know, just too much.
I love that idea.
You know, but to help them out.
And, love it.
I think it would be a really, really good idea. You know, when you have a special gift. And I'm not just talking what Sky and I do. It's very important to give to the public. And you're just giving of yourself freely. And if you want to get yourself really, really well known out there, again, anything that has to do with a benefit or a cause that you, especially one that you really believe in, you know, don't be afraid to offer your services for a few minutes. And it's a great way to hand out your card. And, you know, it's a good way to make yourself popular and it's good karma and it's called pay it forward. And, you know, and that's how I started off my endeavors. Besides, you know, I was giving it constantly. I was doing readings for free. I'm sure that's as Sky was.
Yes.
And, you know,
I still talk.
Yeah. slap.
Right.
So, no, but it is. It's very good karma when you could offer somebody something, but you don't do it so much where you're constantly working for nothing, because a lot of people have a hard time receiving what they feel they're worth. And
I had that problem.
Yeah. Until I slapped you into shape.
Yeah. He slapped me upside the head, guys.
Yeah.
He got me in check. You know something? We were talking one time many, many months ago. We both came to the realization that I am very lucky, and I really am, because I have all of Artie's knowledge along with my own to benefit my growth as a medium and a psychic. And I'm very grateful for him, to him.
Thank you.
You know, no, this is not even a joke.
I know.
I'm great. You're welcome. I'm very grateful that I had him, besides what I know on my own, to mentor me in his life experiences and his mediumship and his psychic abilities. And, you know, I felt very, very, very grateful. And I don't even feel I've paid it back enough, you know, along with his many other talents that he has. He's got a tremendously a lucrative business and I understand why now, because, you know, he was kind enough to do some work for me. And the work that he does is precision. Absolutely beautiful. Oh, my God. What he's done to my yard. Can I tell him what you did?
Go ahead.
He power washed I have like two humongous decks that are really like four. I have a cottage, 2,000 square foot cottage in the back of my house. And I have this huge gazebo, and he literally turned it from looking like crap into something that is brand spanking new. He not only power washed it, but he ended up staining it and rejuvenating it. And everybody that sees it is like, oh my God, Sky, this is gorgeous. I says, yeah, I know. He took like, and it was like effortless for him. For me, it was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is even true. It looks like they just put it up. You did such a great job. Thank you.
No, it's
much.
A very good color too. Acorn brown. Hey everybody, if you want to stain your deck or outdoor wood, go with acorn brown. It's really, really rich looking.
It is.
It's very regal and rich looking.
You're right.
And it's very outdoorsy, earth tone, and it's beautiful. I mean, I'm not saying because I did the job. I'm just saying the color itself is just drop dead
very
gorgeous.
Very rich looking.
Yeah. So it's called acorn brown. So check it out.
You know, and I have a lot of white around the windows and stuff. And he did it, and you know, gutters and leaders and white stuff all over. And he did it so meticulously. absolutely perfect.
So if anybody wants any window cleaning or power washing or staining of your decks, call Peeping Tom's Window Cleaning, because that's the name of my business.
Let me tell you, guys, I mean this sincerely, and this is not a plug or anything. I'm saying this from my heart. You will not be disappointed. Trust me. His work is outstanding. And you should have charged me more.
No, okay. All right, honestly. I'll charge you more.
Later, he'll ask you for another check.
I'll ask for another check later, right?
No, but honestly, it's great. I love it. You guys, anybody that needs this work done really should call him. This is like insane beautiful.
But in any case, all right, so here we are back to life.
This is my life.
Yeah, this is your life. Your home is your life.
That's right.
You want to know something that's weird and funny, but people consistently do it. They don't fix up their house perfectly until they're ready to sell the house and give it away to somebody else.
I think that's so stupid.
Yeah, a lot of times people do that. They don't respect their own space and place. They get very lazy on it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they spruce it up to the nines just to give it away to somebody else. Now, understandably, some people just can't afford it because, you know, it does cost money and stuff. So it is a kind of an investment. But you want to know something? If you can't afford to move away to Arizona or Florida or whatever it is, then you know what? And you don't want to move, or for whatever reason, decor your house or decorate your house to be just like how you wish for it to be, whether it be like that Southwestern look, the Floridian look, but you know, just decorate your
country
house
and
the
French
color, yeah, whatever you want. Make your atmosphere your dream home.
It's true. Well, folks, we have to go to a little station break right now, and we will be right back in just a moment.
That's right.
For a juvenile, but then if you're so smart.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Di Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear.
Welcome back, everybody, to another segment of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Just before we start, though, because I know we have a lovely person, Mary, waiting from Trenton, New Jersey, our home state.
There you go.
I want to just pass out the number again to the studio so you can call in and get a free reading. We love when you guys call in. The number is 800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819. And then my telephone number, if you'd like to get a private reading with me over the telephone or in person, the number to call would be 908-500-1474. And if you would like to get a wonderful reading from Artie.
From Artie Hoffman, if you want a reading in person or over the phone, just call 877-ANGEL-02. And if you don't want a reading, my number is still 800-877-ANGEL-02. So, there
just
you
in
go.
Case you get lonely one
just
night, guys.
Are you lonely tonight?
If you can't sleep, just call Artie. He'll help you.
Oh, yeah. My wife will love you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. More than merrier. That's her motto.
Oh, she'd slice you up. She's a sweetie pie. We're making her out to be a villain, but no, she wouldn't understand.
Exactly.
You would, Rich.
So right now we have this wonderful person from, where are we talking?
Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton, New Jersey, right next door.
Yeah.
Is this the White House? Is this somebody from the White House?
We're hooked in here.
We're hooked in with the government.
Right. What Trenton makes, we take.
We're in cahoots with them.
Yeah, gosh.
Who is that? Is that Mary?
Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
We're great, honey. How are you?
It's been a crazy month over here, but I'm trying to make it through. I see your topics about understanding guilt and forgiving yourself. And what I've been going through the last couple months, I know exactly what that feels like. Because when you get too much time on your hands, the mind starts wondering.
Yes, that's not a good thing. So what do you think you should do about that? Because I know what you should do about that.
Well, I'm trying to focus on the positive, but it's still very, very difficult. You know, it's just like I said, it's too many things within a short amount.
Yeah. And you know something else, Mary? It's, of course, your main objective is to always focus on the positive. However, even at that, you're still thinking about it. It's still in your mind.
Oh, yeah.
So what you need to really do is find yourself something at this juncture of time that is going to make you do something physical so you absolutely have no reason to think about what's going on. You know what I mean?
You want to know something, Mary? What I'm getting is that it would be very healthy for you if you started to live a little outside your comfort zone.
Absolutely.
Meaning to do things that would, you know, that you thought you would never want to do or things that you, not things that you never would want to do, but things that you always wanted to do but haven't done it or haven't done it in a long time. And it's not just a matter of physically doing something, which is great, but if you were to reach out to certain friends or people from the yesteryears who you haven't spoken to since forever.
That's a great idea.
But seriously, just to go out and to do something, you know, that would really, you know, make you happy, even if it means for you to volunteer someplace.
You know something, Mary, you're either your own best friend or your worst enemy. Okay. So if you get trapped up in continually thinking about it and thinking not to think about it, you lose your power. But if you do something like Artie said, and to get involved with something out of your comfort zone, then you become the master of your own life, because you have chosen something directly to make you stop worrying about what's on hand for you right now.
As Jerry Seinfeld would say, you are the master of your own domain.
This is true. You are the master of your own cranium.
But I'm also getting that being around the park would also benefit you. The atmosphere of the park would 100% benefit you. And sometimes it's just as a matter of, looking at kids, having fun.
Nature.
But you can't stop, looking at the more positive things of life, or to do something, because believe it or not, it is going to generate more positive things to happen to you.
Well, it's because I lost, you might as well say, everything at 56 years of age, and trying to start all over a new life again, and the money's tight, and I had to find a new home, and it just everything. Like
that is hard.
It's a lot.
I want to tell you, Mary, it can be done.
Way.
It's happened to me, and with 4 children, and we picked ourselves up. We did not feel sorry for ourselves one bit. You can never change the past.
No,
the only thing
can't.
You could look and strive for is to change the future.
Mayor, what I'm getting is that I'm seeing a real estate agent who would be able to help you out to search for your home. And either she's going to do it for next to nothing or for gratis.
They don't pay anyway.
Oh, they don't pay.
No, it's the seller.
Oh, okay. Who's all right? So, but what I'm getting
because
is
because I'm going through a bankruptcy right now, and the house is going to go into the bankruptcy, and the credit isn't as good as it should be, and I lost my animals, lost my home, and...
All right.
I'm sorry.
I'm seeing a lady with brown hair and brown eyes, straight brown hair and brown eyes, who's going to be... But it's not you, Sky. but it's somebody... She almost looks like she looks from Long Island. She has that Long Island look face to her, like a Barbara Streisand type of look. Ooh. But brown hair, brown eyes. And I see this person able to create magic for you, or to give you the answers that you need. So I feel like if you were to talk with somebody at a real estate place, they might be able to give you some good free advice or to assist you in your situation. And I'm not telling you arty advice, but this is what I'm picking up intuitively.
Yeah.
So, don't be afraid to go out there and to ask for help from people who know what to do and how to do it.
Also, Mary, there's something out there that you can do with your bank. You can get a hold of your bank and have a short sale. Have you ever looked into that possibility?
I think that's what they're going to be going through on the 20th. They said something about a court case going on the 20th. Probably my lawyer will go down there. I probably don't even have to be there when you're going through it.
But because that's what I'm picking up, that they're going to do a short sale. And I want to tell you something else. When you do a short sale, your credit isn't destroyed. So you'll have the opportunity to get another house in your name.
But I'm telling you, go to a real estate agent. They really know what to do or how to deal with circumstances like this. And I really feel like you'll be able to, be assisted. I understand you're going through some hard times right now, but I feel like you're going to pull out
of
this.
But
you need to reach out to people who know exactly what to do and how to get out of situations. And these people also know other people who will be able to assist you under these hard times. But don't feel like you're alone or it's all by yourself. You have to reach out for help with people who know exactly what to do under these circumstances. And that's going to the real estate office. And if you get one or two no's, don't worry. Don't stop until you get somebody who's willing to help you. But I really believe you're going to get somebody to assist you.
You know, I feel as though through I'm getting that you are going to look to donate some of your time. And through that, you're going to find a good job. Or a second job, you know what I'm saying?
I'm thinking about going back to a second job. It's just sometimes the health issues that I've been through lately have been stopping me from going back. But I've been doing a lot more through a lot of determination and everything. It's just I'm going to start getting myself a little bit ahead with the money that I don't feel like I'm overwhelmed with everything. And that's what it is. Like I said, you get too much time on your hands.
Yes.
Start thinking about things that you shouldn't be thinking about.
Right.
And before you know it, you're in that slumpy type of mood, and then you have to.
Exactly.
That's why it's important to put yourself in a healthy atmosphere like the park.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
All right.
To try to.
And I really feel like you'll be rejuvenated once you do it. You know, and while you don't even have to always just walk around outside. You could sit in your car and listen to the music, you know, if it's hard for you to get out and about. But also watching other kids play. And, you know, you're going to be surprised on what a wonderful time you're going to have just people watching. And don't be surprised if you meet some new friends.
Right.
But don't make everybody your therapy session, okay?
Right. And try to keep your business to yourself. And I'm going to tell you something. I feel that that you don't have a lot of time on your hands, but I also feel that, like what Artie said, if you go to parks, talk to the moms, maybe you can get yourself some, like, babysitting jobs where, you know, a lot of young couples that have children want to go out at night or on the weekend. And you don't really have to exert yourself much. All you have to do is make sure you're conscious and watch the children.
Or even if you pet sit for somebody.
Yeah.
At their own house to take care of their, you know, pets while they're away, you know, for the weekend or whatever, you know. But these are other suggestions. But we have to go for a break right now, Mayor. And it was a great pleasure sharing time with you. And thanks a lot for calling in.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. God bless you. And I hope everything works out.
Thank you much.
All right, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
All righty then. All right, everybody. Well, listen, Sky and I, we're going to be taking a commercial break. So if you want to call in, what's that number that they should call in?
The number to call in is, this is for the station, so you can get your little free mini reading, is 800-930-2819.
So call now. All right, everyone, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Do you want to transform your life's trauma and challenges into the gift that your life was meant to be? It's time for you to take control of your soul journey to heal, grow, and shine. Manifest your destiny with Wendy Wolf, soul transformer, energy, and psychic healer. To start your soul journey, contact Wendy at healgrowshine.com or email Wendy at wendy@wendyrwolf.com and start your adventure today.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky, the psychics and mediums that we are. And
hi, everyone.
So what I wanted to discuss, we had a show earlier because we're also, we have a radio show. If you go to my website, you'll be able to see it. We're out of Princeton, at Princeton, New Jersey.
Yeah, and, it's a great show.
But if you go to my website, artiehoffman.com, you'll know exactly when to tune in and the whole nine yards. But we were talking today about a very important topic that I just wanted to also, say while you guys are listening, and it's about dealing with guilt. There are too many people who hold on to guilt, and it's very important to, let go of guilt and not feel responsible for things that are out of your control. And a lot of people have a hard time with that. Letting go of guilt of situations that are out of your control, or if you haven't been there when your loved one passed away. There is a reason for everything. Everything happens in its divine order, and there's a purpose and a reason.
Yes.
And, things happen exactly where they're supposed to. And a lot of people have a hard time understanding that concept. It is what it is. Like, a lot of people I know hate that because people like to have control of situations and to know that, I could have done this, I could have done that. But you want to know something? From that experience, you know what to do the next time a situation like that happens. And guess what? You might not even be there for the next time for somebody else. It could, again, be out of your control. But,
plus you grow from situations like that.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
What gives us the ability to grow as humans.
Right. And so, and for people who are dealing with, loved ones who are very sickly, you do the best you can. Not everyone is fully curable, but sometimes it's just about trying to make somebody as comfortable as possible while right. they're in their situation. And so when you could, bring your energy up while you're around them to make them feel better, that's like the healthiest thing that you can do. But by trying to overly give to them when, sometimes it's an overkill. What else can I do for you? What else can I do for you? And sometimes there's only just so much. And give yourself credit. Stop acting like Schindler. I should have done this. I could have done that.
It's true. Because, sometimes it comes to a point when you've done so much for somebody who's in a suffering pattern right now. It becomes annoying to them too. And that's the last thing in the world that you want to do is add to their misery. And sometimes they feel like less than a person because they are in a compromising situation and you are doting, and it makes them feel as though, forget it. I can't do a blasted thing for myself. So at this point, I might as well give up.
And when you're starting to, do things for yourself, all right. A lot of people feel guilty about doing for themselves, which is a major no-no. Sometimes the best move is not the most popular move.
Right.
But when you're doing something for the overall good and, you know, you're doing something for the overall good and other people can't appreciate what you're doing because they're only looking in the moment just from their perspective. And so if people are giving you a guilty conscience about you finally taking care of yourself, well, then don't worry about it. Because if they're not able to appreciate your position and they consistently only look at things from their situation and look at them as a, you know, they look at themselves as a victim. What about me? And what about this? You know what? While you're taking care of everybody else, you got to take care of yourself too. So don't worry about spending that extra money or that extra time for yourself.
You deserve it.
Yeah. And when you finally have that extra time, don't feel guilty. It's like, oh my God, I feel like I should be doing something or taking care of somebody.
Don't.
Or I should be cleaning the house or whatever.
What are you, crazy?
Yeah. But yeah, exactly. But if you feel like, you know, if you're always feeling guilty about giving yourself time, you got to stop that crap because, you know, life is about being happy, I think.
I think. Of course it is. It's, you're trying to make the best out of bad situations. But we have a lovely caller today named Jennifer from Jackson, New Jersey. Jennifer, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
What's cooking?
Good. How are you?
We're doing marvelous. Thank you. What's news in your world? What do you want to know about?
What could we do for you, honey, baby chow?
We just don't deliver food.
I wish. That would be nice, too. I was just wondering. I don't really know how this works, but I got an email saying I have a free question, and I don't know. I'm just in a little love situation right now, and I'm sure that's a common question you get because a lot of women, I guess, go towards this path to figure it out. We're on a break right now, and I was just wondering if he really is the one for me and we are going to end up together, or am I wasting my time? Do I need closure? I don't know.
You know something, Jen? I feel as though you are wasting time. There's just too many unsimilarities for your two worlds to collide to make one. I feel as though you need to
allow yourself to heal from the situation.
Right. And then go forward with a new situation. Don't limit yourself.
You know what? And don't be jealous about, you know, who he might be with or what else is going on. This is where you need to put all focus on yourself and do what's best for you, because if you keep looking back and keep looking back, you know, it literally, it starts to wear on your self-confidence.
And then you're worried about if you made the right decision or not. How long have you been going out with him? A few years?
No, actually just tomorrow would make 5 months.
5 months.
So
and I'm actually feeling in 5 months that you've literally been going out with him, that it's been a long, drawn-out relationship. So that really tends me to listen to my angels and tell you that this is not the right person for you, you know? And they're also telling me that in 5 months, if you can't get it together and you need a break, definitely not.
If somebody says we need a break, that means there's already somebody else in the picture.
Absolutely. And they're trying not to put all their eggs in one basket.
Now, this is what I foresee for you. What I see is that you are going to, whatchamacallit, you are going to be meeting somebody who is going to overly take care of you. And when this happens, you need to learn to appreciate, or you need to tell him to back off and stop giving you so much. But I do see somebody coming into your life who is going to like really overly lavish you, and like, you're not going to be used to it.
Right. And you're going to feel smothered a little bit. And I don't think that you're the type of person that likes to be smothered.
No.
I know that you like nice things, and I know you like a little bit of doting, but you're not the type of person that likes to be smothered. So I'm like, Artie and I are both agreeing on this. Accept it and see how far it goes. If it's starting to annoy you, right up front, make guidelines for the relationship.
Okay.
Because you know what? There's nobody that's perfect in this world.
But we're damn close.
Right.
Are you
22
by any chance?
I'm actually 28.
You're 20?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I have a feeling that the person who you're going to meet, the person who I was describing, it's going to happen when you're 22. I feel like this is when this is going to happen. And it's going to be a very good relationship. And like I said, you're not going to be used to being very well taken care of like that. And this kid's used to like overly.
I feel that this person's older. at least right. by 5 to 7 years.
Oh my.
Yeah. I'm gonna hit it on 5 because that's what I'm seeing, the number 5. So
But as far as right now with the one that I'm with now and I see him every day because we're in the same like vicinity, what do I do to
You're in the same one?
Let go of him. We're in the same, we go to school together and I'm out at the end of next month, but what do I do?
Well, put it this way, then just, you know what, suck it up for the next month because listen, I'm going to see him for the next month anyway. We live right near each other, so I might as well go out with him.
Don't.
I mean, that's basically what you're saying.
Right.
That's what you're trying to convince yourself. Well, listen, we're already together.
I think you're settling.
I think you're settling way too much and you're not getting what you feel, you know, what you deserve in this relationship. He has a right to want what he wants too. It's not that, you know, he can't do whatever he wants to do. He's entitled to do with whatever he wants, as you are entitled to do with whatever you want. But if the two of you are not on the same page, you have to learn to accept that.
Jen, are you kind of intimidated when you see him?
I try and please him. Because I just don't want, you know, I just want to live up to expectations and things like that. But I truly think he loves me.
When you're in a relationship, you should not have to meet up to anybody's expectations. You have to be you.
Just be yourself and you'll naturally be able to do it.
Right.
What I said to my daughter, and I'm going to say to you, if you're chasing after somebody else's approval, that means you're not approving yourself.
Right. I'm sorry we have to take a break right now, Jen, but it was wonderful speaking with you, and I hope everything turns out right. And you know what? Don't put your eggs in one basket. Go for somebody else. All right, we're going to take a break right now, but we will be right back after this message.
I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy, that I walk with a sweet and girlish gait, with my hips kinda swivelly and swervy. I adore being dressed in something frilly when my date comes to get me at my place.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who've had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back, everyone, to another segment of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel, and that's me. Listen, guys, again, before we start, I would like to read off our telephone number so that you can come on down and give us a call and get a free reading. The number is 800-930-2819, and we would love to hear from you. And if you want a free reading with me over the phone or in person or whatever, my number is 908-500-1474. And Artie?
And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. You know something, we're not just mediums and psychics, but we're also known as psychic therapists.
Yeah.
And I literally have therapists who come see me, and I'm very flattered every time somebody of a teacher or a therapist comes to see me. And what's really cool about it is that without you having to explain all your woes, sometimes just the gist of it, and then all of a sudden all the answers will just flow. We don't have to always know what all your major problems are, but what the underlying problem is without, you know, dealing with just the exterior of all the problems. But there's an underlying reason why things are the way they are.
Yes, so. That's right. And you know what? We get a lot of our help through, we get all of our help, really, I know I do, through spirit. And who would know better than spirit who you are, how you think, and what's best for you? And I know I'm working on a case right now, and things are working out beautifully when everything physical never worked, including medication. And now we're going the metaphysical route, and it is working out beautifully. So I know that there is just unlimited assets we have out there from spirit.
You know, it was funny, just a little side note, you know, I met a fella, and I think I said this to you before, from a previous show, I met a fella by the name of Hunter, and I asked him if he was a vegetarian.
He hunts tomatoes.
That's right. You want to know something? I never realized tomato was a fruit.
It is a fruit. I know that.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
I think that's whacked. I think that's crazy.
Isn't it? Yeah. I wouldn't eat it as a fruit.
No. I don't. I'm not a big fan of tomatoes myself.
I'm sorry.
I love tomato sauce. Jeez. I love hot tomatoes. So, you know, with like pizza and for, you know, for your Italian cook. I love the tomato sauces. I love hot tomato soup. I love ketchup on my hamburgers and fries. And,
now, listen, guys. Oh, this guy, when he says he loves ketchup, it's amazing there's meat under there. I don't like any form of tomatoes. Now, sauce.
Really?
Yeah, I do not like ketchup. I do not like tomato soup.
Wow.
I do not like sauces.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't like anything tomato.
When I was younger, which I no longer do, and I don't like it anymore, but I used to put ketchup on my eggs.
Oh, Richie does that all the time.
My husband, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a Jewish thing?
No, I don't know.
Because he loves it.
I mean, I don't think so.
He can't eat scrambled eggs without ketchup.
Yeah.
He can't eat any eggs without ketchup.
Charity bought me a shirt that says, I love ketchup on my ketchup.
Yeah, I don't go for any of that. The first time I saw him put ketchup on eggs, I thought the man had deep-rooted psychological problems. I was right. No.
But a lot of people, you were. Yeah. No, but a lot of people, enjoy, all different mixtures of flavors. Like, I like some weird combinations. I
so
do.
Why?
When I, the Jewish thing is what I love to death. I love. I can have it almost every day is what's known as a Jewish sloppy Joe. And that's when you have like two or three meats together. Like for me, I like roast beef and turkey with coleslaw and Russian dressing. That's known as a Jewish sloppy Joe. Sometimes instead of Russian dressing, I'll use, golden mustard and stuff.
See, I don't like mustard either.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't like mustard either. But I love hot sauce. I like the green hot sauce.
Really?
Yes. I could put hot sauce on eggs. I could put hot sauce, only the green one though, not the tomatoey one.
Uh-huh.
I could put green hot sauce on everything I eat. In fact, I used to do that and my husband used to go absolutely nuts. And there's only one reason, guys, because then he couldn't eat out of my dish. My husband has a knack of picking out the best part of what's in my plate and just forking it and eating it. I says, honey, you got a plate full of food. I know, but yours looked better.
Love the people who could just pick off your plate without asking it?
Yeah, that's my husband.
It's like unbelievable.
He's entitled to everything.
Actually, for me, stuff like, so long as I have enough for me, I don't mind sharing. I don't mind if somebody just, reaches over and takes, a bite or two or this or that. But when their bite happens to be half the sandwich,
I know.
That's the only problem.
I know, and that's him. Like, if he sees something that he likes in my plate, no matter how full his plate is, he's going for mine.
You want to some? It has nothing to do with food, but I got to tell you a very funny story, a true story that happened to me probably about 10 years ago. I went out to visit Nancy Walsh.
Oh.
Neil Donald Walsh's wife at the – well, ex-wife.
Yeah.
And she – we're good friends. And Neil Donald Walsh is the international best-selling author of Conversations with God.
Fabulous book.
Yes. Highly recommend it. And there's another book by him called Happier Than God, which I think is another super fantastic book.
He's so brilliant. I've seen him on stage. He's amazing.
His information is like priceless and literally helped change my whole thought process of life itself and spirituality. And then it just expanded from there besides the Edgar Cayce Foundation. Well, what happened? She lives in Oregon. And so I went out to visit her. Now, at the time, my in-laws lived in Northern California. And around Christmas time, they used to visit Ashland right before the holidays to do shopping. So I was already there. And my wife, at the time, didn't tell them that I was out there in Oregon. It's just a coincidence, even though there's no such thing as coincidence, but as a coincidence. So I happened to be in Ashland, and that was the weekend they were going to Ashland to do shopping. So because Northern California, where they are, is only a couple hours away. It's something that they did every single year to do shopping for the kids and all, and they'd spend all weekend just the adults. So I said to Kathy, my ex, I said, so where are they? And they said, they're at the Kmart. And he says, well, there's two of them in Ashland, or Walmart. There's two of them. And so Kathy called up and just was talking, reminiscing with her sister. She goes, where are you right now? She goes, Walmart. And she goes, which one? And she mentioned where she was. I said, oh, okay. So then she told me, so me and Nancy go over there. So I'm coaching Nancy everything about them because we're now pretending that she's going to be this unbelievable psychic.
Oh, I can't.
So anyway.
That's so funny.
So we go to the Walmart and I see them. In the aisles. I see them walking up and down and I'm hiding behind the little,
ketchup stand.
The ketchup stand. you know, where they have all these setups, you know, to sell products. So I'm hiding behind the other aisles and I'm looking at them. I'm like all excited. They don't know that I'm there. And so I go there and they get online, and I told Nancy a bunch of information about them. So she taps my brother-in-law on the shoulder and he looks around like very like, yeah. That's the way it is. Like, yeah. What's it? And she goes, you know, I'm a little intuitive. And she goes, I'm picking up your energy. She goes, are you from Wisconsin area? And he goes, yeah. And your favorite team's Green Bay Packers, right? Yeah. And she goes, don't you have like a heart condition? And like there was issues also with some kind of problems, and you're probably going for a lawsuit. And you have like some investment property in Arkansas too. I'm picking up. Yeah. And his heart is pounding out of his chest. He is freaking out. So she closes her eyes. She's rubbing her third eye. And she goes, I've been known to be a little psychic. He goes, well, I'd say so, lady. You're 4 for 4. And so all of a sudden she goes to his wife right in front of him. She goes, excuse me. She goes, aren't you a nurse? And she's looking at him. She's trying to pay. And she's looking at him. She goes, yeah. And she goes, don't you have 2 kids, like a boy and a girl, right? Yeah. Now, they are both freaking out.
And they're like dumbfounded.
They're dumbfounded. And she says, I'm getting like a cast out. Kelly and Corey? Yeah. Oh, my God. And all of a sudden, I came around the corner. I said, oh, I got you guys. And I go, this is my friend Nancy. And they go, oh, my God. But we had them hook, line, and sinker.
I love it. Is that funny?
And there's a little more to the story, but we got to go for a commercial break. But we're in for more of a laugh.
Well, he's going to tell me.
Right after this commercial break. So stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great 2-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.